sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. And when he sees me, sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. And when he sees me, sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. There's more to that song than meets the eye. Hey, we had these two guys show up here this week, and I grew up with the one guy, and he's 78 years old, and he's unregenerate, you know. Mm-hmm. And when the Lord looks at him, he sees an unregenerated piece of human garbage, eh? Mm-hmm. And when he looks at us, we've been regenerated. We've baptized Jesus' name, been born again. He called us out of this world, and we're on our way to heaven. When he looks at us, he sees us through the blood of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. You know, he sees us as perfect, as worthy, and not as we are. Not even as we see ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about last time that guy, he shows up about every 2 months. And last time I seen him, after he left, I said to myself, you know, there's an unregenerated piece of human garbage. He hasn't changed one bit. He has not taken advantage of that. He must be born again, mm-hmm. or anything godly or anything. And I thought to myself, what a contrast the way God looks at us and the way he looks at these people. And I told him the only reason you're still alive, God takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. He's given you grace to change your ways. He says, when you get home, get down on your knees and cry out to the Lord so he can regenerate you, do something for you. Because every time I talk about yin time, you know, he gets mad, mm-hmm. and vicious. I says, why do you get so mad when I tell you the truth? And when I talk about being born again and all that, he gets mad and very defensive. And I said, I'm actually surprised you're still alive, and I said, the only reason from time to time I pray for you that God will give you, have a little bit of patience with you, so that you can get down your knees and cry out to the Lord. I said, when you go home tonight, you need to get down beside your bed and cry out to the Lord. I said, man, the living. I said, you're the same old piece of garbage you were when we grew up. I told him that, you know. Mm-hmm. You haven't been regenerated. You could see the contrast, you know, mm-hmm. when you see a man come here and just kicking the cane down the road, and, unregenerated, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a sad thing, but he keeps coming around. I don't know why. Maybe he knows I got something that he wants. But see, the problem is they do not want the reproach of Christ. That's it. That's the key. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join in with Jesus as we travel with God. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we praise the brother and sister around here. And because we're a family, and those folks are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tear. And rejoice in each victory, and this family so near. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join in with Jesus as we travel this road. For I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, the longer I'll a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join in with Jesus as we travel this road. For I'm part of the family of God. Yeah, it'd be an insult not to accept it, you know. Mm-hmm. That we're part of the family of God after everything done for us. Jesus, keep me near the cross, where a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever. From the cross my ransom sold, nothing there shall sever. Near the cross a trembling soul, love and mercy bound me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, be my glory ever. From the cross my ransom soul, nothing there shall sever. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my ransom's over, nothing there shall sever. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I see my Savior's face, leave His presence never. In the cross, be my glory ever. From the cross my ransom soul, nothing there shall sever. On Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and raise up hope for tomorrow, across our path were laid. see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. It's weeds which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. Today the condemnation abides to turn away my soul from his salvation. He's in my heart to stay. I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. Its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. When gloom and sadness whisper, you've seen no use to pray. I look away to Jesus, and he tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. Its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. And when we reach the portal where life forever reigns, the ransom of grand final will be this glad refrain. I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. Its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. The bride is known and ready to appear. A heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. It's that wedding music that I hear.
The family is prepared.
Been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for the signal. When the groom says, rise, my children, come on in. It's that wedding music that I hear. The bride's adored and ready to appear. A heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. It's that wedding music that I hear. Soon we'll rise to leave this land of sorrow. For that ceremony in the air, the garden will lead us to that holy land of splendor. And lay your preparation to go there. It's that wedding music that I hear. The bride's adorned and ready to appear. A heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. It's that wedding music that I hear. Soon we'll rise to leave this land of sorrow. For that ceremony in the air, the Father then will lead us to that holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation? nation to go there. It's that wedding music that I hear. The bride adorned and ready to appear. A heavenly preparation for a wedding celebration. It's that wedding music that I hear. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. No more crying there, going to see the King. No more crying there, going to see the King. No more crying there, going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. No more dying there, going to see the King. No more dying there, going to see the King. No more dying there, going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King.
We are going to see the King.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. His life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lived, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth a living just because he lived. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lived, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. We said something about Brother Jackson is over in India.
Mm-hmm.
But all these Hindus, they came up for prayer,
mm-hmm.
and they all asked for, what did they ask for? Peace?
Peace, yeah, to have peace of mind. They were like, he was there, and they asked him to speak to them, and he didn't know what he was going to talk on, and so he prayed about it, and then he talked on, why am I a Christian? And there was 300 Hindus there, and when he was done, the doctor said he can, Brother Jackson, he can pray for you. So, you know, by the time it was over, all 300 of them went up for prayer. And he said, the majority of what they asked for was to have peace of mind. And I always say, you know, that's one of the greatest blessings, when you have a sound mind.
Yeah.
And only truth can give you that sound mind. Seeing the picture, having the end time, that's where that sound mind can come into. Because I know what it is not to have a sound mind. Mm-hmm. I know what it is to be anxious and scared.
Yeah, we're trying every week to direct people towards obtaining a sound mind, mm-hmm. in this world that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
And we try in our level best. If there's more we could do, we would. We're trying to lay it out there, how to live in a world of confusion and still maintain a sound mind. Mm-hmm. You got to know the hour you're living in. You got to know where you are in time. And it starts right at that new year, like that spring equinox. It starts right there, and you got to do the new year thing just when the Bible says it.
Mm-hmm.
You do it. It starts there, and then it goes on to being to Passover, mm-hmm. being grateful for what the Lord did for us at Calvary. And you follow this pattern, and then you will have a sound mind. And then you believe the hour you're living in. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That you believe that we're now 9 months into the week of Daniel. And you don't have to be confused. And you just follow through with what you're trying to say here. And you absorb it to your life, because it's for your benefit. And eventually, you just keep on walking. Instead of listening to the news media, listen to these conversations, and the news media will take you out into hell and death. But these conversations, they'll take you right to the mashup of the Lamb. Because you got the New Year right, and you got the Passover right, you're grateful for what the Lord did you. That is, if you're born again. Like, if you're not born again, then you won't get much out of these conversations we have. You must be born again. The songs and I see a crimson stream of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can get on his knees and cry out to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Any time of the day or the night, when you feel that something moving in your heart. And really, actually, all you have to do is accept what you're saying. Believe it. When you look through the scripture, what Jesus tried his level best to get people to believe him. You know what I'm saying? And that's all that I had to do. Just believe. Just believe that I'm he. God will do the rest,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some glorious morning sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done, heaven will open. Jesus will come, some golden daybreak. Jesus will come, some golden daybreak. Battles all won, he'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak for me. Sad hearts will gladden, all shall be bright. Goodbye forever to earth's dark night. Changed in a moment, like him to be. Oh, glorious daybreak, Jesus I'll see. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak, for me, for you. Oh, what a meeting there in the skies. No tears nor crying shall dim our eyes. Loved ones united eternally. Some golden daybreak battles are won. He'll shout a victory, break through the blow. Some golden daybreak for me, for you.
We don't sing for entertainment, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like to,
for?
To thrill the crowds and stuff. I sing because I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I sing because I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
We sing for the glory of God, you know? Like David, he sang a lot in a lot of songs. And the Israeli people, they like to sing too. They sing and dance.
Yes, they do.
And so we sing. That's why we sing. We sing in spirit and truth. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get entertainment, well, you'll have to go to Nashville to get entertained. I can't handle this. Like sometimes down here at the park, they got these guys singing or something. I can't handle this entertainment singing. You know what I'm saying? Where's that scripture? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're going to shift gears today. The last couple of weeks, the Lord has really been dealing with me on taking the country back. According to the scripture, taking the world back. It's something I've never... This whole thing will probably just be more or less like a prayer. I've been watching, you know, over the last 2 years how Satan, and then I know people address it as the left, but we got to address it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Satan, spirit of Satan, come in to America and to the government and just took over the government, the coup, broad daylight, and nobody says boo. Nobody can say it. Yeah, they say boo, but there's nothing they can do about it. Look at what they went on in Arizona about the recount, and at the end of the day, there's nothing they could do. Simply because they're not using the proper weaponry, and it's not the proper people that are using it. So, even like these emails that we get, we put a name on it, but we put the name on this spirit of Satan. That Jim Barber, when he sent his derogatory email, it's actually the spirit of Satan sending this email. He's letting us know what Satan thinks, you know what I'm trying to say? Same with that Wendy. These people are telling us, because they're sold out to the devil, they're telling us what Satan thinks of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an attack. That's a hit piece from Satan himself. And we have to address it as such, because what the devil wants us to do is get into a debate with the people, you know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to get a debate with Satan himself, because that's who's behind this whole thing here. And that's why people are so ineffective. Mike Lindell, look at the millions he's spending, and look at the effort they're putting in to expose this fraud, and there's nothing they can do about it. They go so far, that's it. It's until the Lord steps up to the plate and allows us to see, we'll go into it the proper way, you know. We're going to do it, going to go through this very slow, because something... It's like I say, shifting gears. I never attempted something like that. But we're going to take the country back. According to the scriptures, and you and I, we qualify to do that very thing. We're going to go to the Pentagon. We're going to, spiritually speaking, we're going to go to the armory. And we're going to get our B-52 bombers. And our B-2 bombers. And our F-18, spiritually speaking. And we're going to knock this thing right out of the park, because we got the scriptures for it. We met the qualifications to do that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching it, and I've been waiting on the Lord to just kind of, yeah, you know, there's things you want to do, but what can you do? You know? See, here we don't spend millions.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get worked up when these people throw some hit pieces. It's just the devil expressing himself through them. But to people that have completely sold out to do Satan's bidding. And that's That's where we want to hit. That's where we want to go, because the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. And here it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2, or verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You know, we don't war with Jim Barber or Badger, or whatever his name is. We don't war with the Wendy's. We done war with all the lefties. We war direct with Satan and the spirit of darkness and the demonic forces of darkness. That's who we war with. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And this is very serious stuff. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And this is what's been going around in my mind all week. To bring all the diabolical schemes and schemes that the Biden administration, all these people, bring that under the obedience of Jesus Christ. When you do that, and you and I, we qualify, we'll go into what qualifies you and I to do that very thing. It reads itself fast, but not everybody qualifies to do that, like that guy that came through here that had a demon. You and I, we qualified to cast that demon out. And the reason he got that demon is he tried to cast a demon out of somebody else, and that demon went into him because he didn't qualify. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you and I, we qualify to do this very thing we're doing today, because the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're mighty through God to tearing down a stronghold. These imaginations, that's going on in the wild. It's just an imagination. It's not real. They don't have a biblical agenda to do their diabolical schemes and schemes to do what they're doing. A direct look at Satan right in the eye. And he came in through these unregenerated people, and he took over the country by stealing it, stole it right out from under him. And look at the effort and the talk shows and everything complaining about how they did it, what they're going to do about it. Look at the millions of time and money that Mike Lindell has spent to get rid of this fraud, to pull down his election. But we're here, we're doing today, we're tearing it down here to bring into captivity all these diabolical schemes and schemes, because they're driven by Satan, that they could go in broad daylight and take over a country. And we're bringing down these imaginations and bring it under the obedience of Christ. Because you bring it under the obedience of Christ, then the agenda and the program that God has for America is going to happen exactly the way God intended it to, because it's brought under the obedience of Christ. The mindset and all, everything that's going on, they can't get it off the ground. Look what the effort they put in Arizona to do the recon. At the end of the day, they're fighting with these politicians. There's always one politician there that stalls the whole thing. Well, you're not dealing with a politician. You got to go after Satan. And in order to do that, you got to have the qualifications to do that very thing. I'll read on. And casting down imagination, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Imagine what the White House would be like if all their thoughts would be bringing into the obedience of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here today. Mm-hmm. By prayer and by fasting and all this stuff. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts in himself, he is Christ. Let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, so even so are we Christ. And we're going to talk about the weapon right now. We'll put on, we'll prove to you that we have that weapon here on, the weapon of truth. Ephesians 6, and starting 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's what we're fighting with. We're not fighting with... The devil wants us to fight with that lowlife that's in the White House. That no-brainer. But it's Satan. That's he. The man is so diabolic. He's so sold out. His record is pedophilia. His record is so bad that he's controlled by the devil, that mm-hmm. Biden guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who's controlling him. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle with people because it's a useless item. That's what the devil wants us to do. To argue back and forth, to debate back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
We just wrestle with the devil. Like I was saying, these hip jobs that they send us with these emails, it's the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
These people that send them, they're just... They're up, obviously, they're not for us. So if they're not for us, they're against us. And if they're against us, they are sold out to do the devil's bidding. It's just that simple. It's not that complicated. And for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the day of, and the evil day. That's where we're at now, and having none all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Now that reads itself fast. Mm-hmm. Having your loins girded about with truth in this hour, to have a truth. To have the fact where we are living in time. We have this end time picture so crystal clear that you can take it to the bank, that we're living 9 months into the week of Daniel. Truth. And if you don't have that, if you don't know where you are living in time, the day and hour you're living in, you don't have the weapon of that truth to be got. Then you don't qualify to go up against these forces of Satan. But we have the weapon of truth. We know exactly where we are in time. It started on October the 15th, the week of Daniel started. And we're in the first part of the week of Daniel, and we know exactly what transpires in the week of Daniel. We know that the two prophets are coming on the scene. We know it's the restoration of Israel is on. It hasn't reached its peak. It's just that it has to have a beginning point.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that. You can't prove nothing. It's just by faith. And even there, it takes more than faith. It takes the word of God. We did it by, we see it in the scripture. The reason we're talking like we're talking, the reason we see the week of Daniel, that we're in the week of Daniel, we see it via the scriptures, via the prophet that came, that God sent that seven church age messenger. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. That Malachi 4 prophet. And behold, in the days of the voice of the seven angels. All these things combined has to have with that weapon of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if one article is missing, the whole thing will fall apart. Just like Elijah, when he went up to Mount Carmel there, he put up the altar. And then he stepped back, apparently somewhere, and it tells you how to do the altar thing. And he stepped back and examined everything, and all the sticks were in place, the stones and everything, and kapow, there came that fire from heaven, because everything was in place. Mm-hmm. And here what we're doing, we're trying to prove to the world that we got our ducks lined up. We got our altar. We got our stones lined up. We got our sticks exactly the way God wants them to be. And here at this end time, we got that damn... One of them stars that Jesus held in his right hand, we got them down pat. Because in the 1906, the Laodicean church age began, and as the time went on, that angel linked up with that messenger, with Brother Brennan. And we've been over that and over that, and now we're just continuing on because we have that armor of truth. Let this end, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. See, we sang that song. what that first song was saying. He sees us, through the blood of the Lamb. When he sees us as worthy. We've been to the Lord. Our righteousness is in Jesus Christ. That righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness, we have that on. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's all our ambition is in life. We're not willing any should perish like these two guys that came around this week at all. The only reason you're still alive, God's unwilling that you should perish. I grew up with you, sadly. You're still the same old unregenerated bum that you used to be back in the day. Only you've multiplied and multiplied. And you've not been to Jesus yet. You've not been regenerated yet. But see, we're telling them, you need to be born again. You need to when you get home, spend time in your prayer. That's the preparation of peace. That's the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. We believe what we're saying here. We believe it, eh? Mm-hmm. We don't doubt one bit. We get these intimidations. We get these emails. And we get these things thrown at us. And, oh, man, you should have seen that. You should have come out. You should have heard that guy. He was so vicious. And, accusing us of all kinds of ungodly acts. And I wouldn't even want to bring it across the airwaves what that guy accused us of. And, but we got the shield of faith. We know who we are. We know what God called us to do and what God called us to be. And now all these intimidations, these emails and these guys showing up and trying to smirk at us, you know, and trying to down us, it doesn't bother us because we got the shield of faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See, you can quote Scripture, you can have the Word of God, but you got to have it in season, and you got to use that Word where it is applicable to be used. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth to make known the mysteries of the gospel. I'll read it here in this other translation. And I'll see how it comes out. Finally, be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Be mighty. Like mighty through God to tear down strongholds. Mighty through God. The most powerful weapon is God himself. Finally, be strengthened in the Lord and the strength of his power. He has all power to be given to Jesus. Clothe yourself with the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is all just schemes. We're dealing with a defeated foe, eh? Mm-hmm. And he's using all his trickery, he's powerless. He's just trying to intimidate us and to wear us down and break us down and get to believe his lies, the media out there. It's all just intimidation. And clothe yourself with the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers. See? These rulers, they're driven by the spirit of Satan. Against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. It's spiritual wickedness. Demonic forces enticing people to send us emails, inciting people in government to do this corrupting, this pedophilia, this transgendering thing. That's what we're battling with. For this reason, take up the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand your ground on the evil day. That's where we're at right now. And having done everything to stand firm, therefore, by fastening to the belt of truth around your waist. See, to us, it's so crystal clear. We can go back to Ephesians 1 when God had that great counsel. And we can walk right down through the creation of these angels and and why he created those angels, and then he created the universe to test these angels. We walk right through this program, and that's why we can, by fastening the belt of truth around your waist, by putting the breastplate of righteousness, we see the picture so crystal clear, how God created this planet as a laboratory. And then he tested, like I say, he tested the angels, and then they fell, and then he tested the morning stars, and they fell, and then he recreated the planet, and then Adam and Eve fell, and Satan, by enticing them and deceiving them through that serpent. See, we all got that picture crystal clear. We qualify because we have fastened, by fastening the belt of truth around your waist, we can go back and forth, and the things we say and do are crystal clear, just as simple and just as plain as daylight to us. Not to the people out there that are listening. To them, it's a new phenomena, you know? And they'll just have to believe what we're trying to say. And it starts with that new year, with that spring equinox. If you really want to get into this journey to the marriage supper of the Lamb, you got to start somewhere. Well, we've been hammering away for 10 years about that new year, you know? We don't do the new year in December, in January. We do it when the Bible said to do it. We go according to the scripture. Like I said, we don't listen to prophecy. Our tongues and such of that nature, because they will cease. And they'll have their time. But the Word of God will endure forever. We forgot to find it in the Scripture. And we found out about those seven stars, like been over it and over it again and again. But we're going back to prove to the world that we qualify to put that thing right out of commission that's in America and Canada and the Western Hemisphere. And they and they have to go abiding. They have to abide by biblical principles, by their biblical agenda that God gave that spirit of Satan. He has only one agenda. You go back to Europe and you do your diabolical thing over in Europe, because that's the only area that you have to do your thing. And China, you have only one commission. You unite the kings of the East. I know everybody's up in arms about the Philippines and Japan and Taiwan and all that. But according to my Bible, he has to unite the kings of the East to come up against Europe. That's in the making now. So don't get too worried if China overtakes the Philippines and China takes in Taiwan, because it's all, like you say, the kings of the East, they go up against the West. And it's just going to happen. We're just putting it in, kind of like putting it in its right channel. Satan, your job is Europe. You go back to Europe and you unite that European system back to where it was in the Dark Ages, because that's the only biblical agenda that I find in the scriptures that you have to go on. You don't have no biblical agenda to bring this garbage here to America and then to Canada and the Western Hemisphere. There's only one thing left for America, that civil war, according to the scripture now, according to what we see through the visions of that angel coming to George Washington, there's only one agenda for America. I think Canada's involved in it too, for the Western civilization, and it's that civil war, and then to bring America back to where the founding fathers established it. Because as long as there's dues, the Union will stay forever. You can read that. That thing in that vision. And that's what we're putting everything into place. And Trump is going back in the White House. He's not going to wait till 2024. He's going back in the White House as soon as we bring everything under the obedience of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine now the Supreme Court is brought under the obedience of Jesus Christ. Back when in 2020, when they had that vote, the Supreme Court won't touch it. None of these judges will touch it, because it had not been brought yet under the obedience of Jesus Christ. Today we're bringing that Supreme Court outfit under the obedience of Jesus Christ. We're bringing these politicians under the obedience of Jesus Christ. And when I read back there that disobedience, there's people that are going to be disobedient, that it will be punished mm-hmm. very intensely, very severely. And as he continued on with this biblical agenda, not my agenda, it's just that throughout the last 2 weeks the Lord has been dealing with it. I've been watching, I've been waiting for the Lord to give me the green light to step up to the plate and do what we do. We go by the scriptures and we qualify. Stand firm, therefore, by fastening the belt of truth around your waist, by putting on the breastplate of righteousness, by fitting your feet with the preparation that comes from the good news of peace. And in all of this, by taking up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With every prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and to this end be alert, with all perseverance and requests for all the saints. That's our job, you know. That's what we do. We're about the Lord's business, you know. Mm-hmm. We've been created, and then the Lord created us, and then Jesus came to redeem us, and then we got baptized in Jesus' name, and we passed the tests, and He gave us our diploma and our job to do, and now we're fit to be about the Lord's business. Now we're workmanship unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. I want to go over to, I think it's Deuteronomy 33, Moses' final blessing on Israel. But we're going to go to the Levites. The Levites, they had the priesthood, eh? They had the Urim and the Tumim, eh? Mm-hmm. I don't know quite what that is, but it's something pretty good stuff, I think. Let thy Tumim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One. And it's Deuteronomy 33, verse 8. And of Levi, he said, like, that's in the Old Testament, Levi had a priesthood, they call the shots, you know. Let thy Tumim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. And see, you and I, we have been, literally, well, now we haven't been over there to the waters of Massah and Meribah, but we went through that test. He actually went to that test where it says here, he said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him. I know exactly the day when I had to go up against my dad. I told him I can't support him anymore. He's promoting something that's not scripture. And different things that came on. Who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him. See, it's the word above. Your dad, you know, and your parents. I have not seen him. Nor did he acknowledge his brethren, like your spiritual brothers, you know. You don't change. You don't go for another weight when it's your family members, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it talks over in Jeremiah, where they reach for different weight measures when they came to their own. And they went right through that. These people here, these Levites. They were tested at the waters of Massah Meribah, and they were found to be faithful. They were found to be true. And I've not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, you know. When it came to the Word of God, he went straight through. He didn't care. He didn't look to the left or to the right. And that's you and I. We had to do the same thing. Nor do his own children. I tell my children, if you don't want to come and fight, and this very thing that I'm fighting for, you know very well what I've had to go through. If you don't want to come and fight, you don't even exist. You're nothing to me, spiritually speaking. Yeah, we pray for them and we hope for their salvation. But when it comes to be in this fight that you and I are in, we can't have all these unnecessary weights hanging around and diverting us and tearing us down trying to drive a wedge between us. We can't have them around. That's why it says here, acknowledge his brethren, nor do his own children. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. See, it's a word above everything else. The reason you and I are here today doing this, rolling out this living water, that beat and do seed, because of the word of God. We passed these tests. We've been found by the Lord has found us. Who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had qualified to bring forth meat and due season. Truly, I tell you, he'll give them all, put him in charge of all his goods. He's going to put us in charge of that living water. And that stream of living water that's going to bring people. It's going to bring people right to that Bereshit HaFlood. I don't know who they are. But God knows, and this living water, it comes direct from heaven. It goes through our vocal cords here, and it's out there. All you got to do is believe it. It's God's living water. It's not ours. We say the same in the rain chapter. But God always had to have vessels that he works through. He had to find a Moses to work through. He had to find these prophets of old to work through. He had to find Apostle Paul to work through. And some people, they have a problem with that. They can reach back and they can see it in history. They can see it in the Bible that God works through people. But yet, when it comes to this very day today, they think we're crazy just to even mention it. In Samuel Lorraine chapter 12. God has to work through somebody, and he's the one that's found us faithful and qualified to be to rule out that meat and due season. Go out there and look. You got internet. You go and find out, and if you're really serious and hungry, you tell me anywhere out there where anybody will tell you anything that's legit, you know.
When you look at Moses, and when God took Moses, he had another vessel, Joshua, and they all had the same concept and the same mind, is to bring people to God, to direct them to God. And it's the same way in this hour. What do you think God used in this generation? It was Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, and he continues using a vessel. But it also says, like, let him, whosoever is athirst, let him, you know, athirst.
Yeah, that's the key.
That's the key.
If you're not thirsty,
if you're not thirsty, you're not, it's not for you. But it's for whosoever will. But the key element of that whosoever will is athirst. If a person is athirst.
Yeah, that's the key. If you're not thirsty, you can, like, I don't know, these guys, they keep showing up here every 2 months. I don't know if they're thirsty or not. They're just curious. And that maybe just for gossip. Then they twist what I say, you know. They come here, I say things, and then they go and twist it that I said such and such.
And it's amazing.
And take it out of context.
Yes, and it's amazing the things that people capitalize on. You know, it's like there's a bee and then there's the wasp. How the carnal man will latch on to carnality. Like, let's say you were mentioning something about getting an electric car, right? So now, if you don't get an electric car by next month, this is going to be the top subject for the next 40 years, if possible. Now, if you tell him, you know what, you're still the same bum. You haven't changed one iota. But that part they can't capitalize on.
Yeah.
That part they will erase. But they will capitalize on things you say and just try to throw it back on you. See, you didn't do it.
There was your electric car you said you're going to buy.
Yes.
Well, I said I'm thinking about buying one. So, but they, as if...
It's amazing what people capitalize on. The carnality of things. But when it comes to spiritual things, it's like... It's over their head.
Yeah. People are funny. How God puts up with it, I don't know. Anyway, I want to go acknowledge his brethren or his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. We don't have anything we know to keep our head above the water. Yeah, there's a lot more we could have probably done. But the Lord had to break a leg or two, eh? He broke my left leg and he broke your right leg. He has to do that to get our attention. I wasn't given attention. I wasn't in it the way I should be. I wasn't passionate about it. The Lord said, you're going too slow. You're not taking this thing serious enough. And chucked my foot off. It took me two years before I could walk without crutches again. I had a lot of time to think about it. They shall teach, now here, when you qualify for this thing up there, now here it comes. They shall teach Jacob thy judgment and Israel thy law. See, we qualify to do that now.
That's one scripture the Lord gave me one day. They shall teach Jacob thy laws and Israel judgment and Israel thy law.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How long ago?
Mm-hmm. A year ago.
Yeah. See, we qualify. We don't. Mm-hmm. Our biggest problem is we don't see ourselves as word,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, sing that song. As we see it. He sees us as worthy, mm-hmm. not as we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's an insult to God that we won't accept it and won't believe it the way we should believe
mm-hmm.
it, because He's already determined. You're everything in Christ. He sees us as He sees Christ, because we've taken on Christ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall teach Jacob thy judgment and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. We just went, oh, what qualifies us to do that? Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. And here, smite through the lines of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And that's why we qualify. I was going to tell that guy, can't you see what's been happening in the last 30 years, ever since the Lord got me to speak up against the corruption in that system? I decided one morning, I'm going to go up against these people. They're my parents. They're my father-in-law. They're my in-laws. They're people I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go up against them. And particularly, all of them are gone. I was going to tell the guy, can't you see how God is smiting through the lines of them that rise up against them, that hate them, that did everything they could to throw me under the bus simply because I did what the Lord told me to do. Sam, I want you to go up and speak for me, and when you do, this is what they'll do to you. And then one day the Lord, I was not a happy camper. But one day the Lord came by and said, Sam, don't you take vengeance in your own hands. I will repay you. Just leave it with me. Don't think you can take and be mad at these people that are doing this. God is using them to get me out of that system, to bring me to where we are today. But at the end of the day, He's going to go back, and He's going to, like you tell them about how God used the Assyrians.
Mm-hmm.
And then He turned around and He used Babylon to go after the Assyrians for doing this thing, you know.
And then He turned around and used the Medo-Persian to go against the Babylonians.
Yeah.
You know, but God uses these wicked people to chasten.
Yeah, He used my father-in-law, and He used all these people, the last 30 years, all these people that do very well, I'm innocent,
mm-hmm.
but they're trying their level best to find me guilty, you know, doing
mm-hmm.
going through this house through the rigmarole, so that they could clean their hands. They tried to force me back into the system and apologize for what I did. And the minute I do that, that clears them, you know, and then makes
mm-hmm.
me the guilty one. And to this day, that guy who was repping around, yapping away about going back, and why did you leave your family? I said, I never left my family. I got my family used as hostages. They're hostages in that system to try to lure me back into that diabolical they call it the mind shift or whatever they want to call it. And see, what I'm trying to say here is this. Smite through the lights of them that they rise no more.
Mm-hmm.
God's been doing that. They're knowing all these people that were instrumental to throw me under the bus. They're gone. They died. They died with these incurable diseases. My father-in-law died from cancer. My dad got Alzheimer's. Do I like to talk about that? No, I don't. But you got to see the hand of God in all of this. When God moves on me to step up to the plate and speak up against them, and He told me, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Don't you ever dare to take vengeance in your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I just sat back and I just went about the Lord's business. I did what the Lord told me to do. I didn't hate those people. I didn't have nothing against them. In fact, when I saw them, I talked to them. Even like this guy that was here, he should have been out there. The viciousness, the filth that he threw right in my face. And I told him right to his face, you're walking on very thin ice. As many people that are not alive anymore from the
mm-hmm.
very thing you're doing here today.
Mm-hmm.
Accusing me of things I'm completely innocent of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a very good thing, but I want to stay on course where I want to read it, and there's not a translation here. And why we're doing what we're doing, why we qualify to finally clip those wings down in Washington, D.C., and here in Canada, and in the Western civilization, and we bring these people back. They have a biblical mandate. They do not have, Satan does not have a biblical mandate here in America, but nobody's ever challenged him on it. He can't do something that he doesn't have a biblical mandate on. This New World Order, he's still trying to go about implementing. He started it hundreds of years ago. I'm going to use America now, and I'm going to continue to use my implemented New World Order thing. That he's been doing that like we're talking time and time again, back in Ezekiel, back in Isaiah, where it says, I'm going to go up against the God of heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set my stool beside the sides of the north, and I'm going to push him aside. I'm going to take over. But what happened? Pew. Mm-hmm. Thou art the Father from heaven, Son of the morning. And here's the same thing. He's got all this mechanism put together to bring in a new world order, and at the end of the day, it's just going to go pew, because he doesn't have the biblical mandate. Mm-hmm. And we're the ones that are going to call him out on it. Mm-hmm. He's not going to just drop it. We've got to call him out on it, and we got to do it. It's got to be us doing it that qualified to do that. Of Levi, he said, your Tumim and your belong to your godly one, whose authority you challenged at Massa, and with whom that you argued at the waters of Meribah. Apparently that's where their test came. Mm-hmm. He said to his father and mother, I have not seen him, nor did he acknowledge his own brothers, or know his own children. And here, for they kept thy word and guarded your covenant. The zeal of thine house has eaten me up. There's many times I saw what's going on, and the passion and the zeal for the word of God got me to rise up against this corruption. They will teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law. They will offer incense as a pleasant odor and a whole offering upon your altar. And here, that's why the Lord blesses us so much. Bless, O Lord, his goods, and be pleased with his efforts. Undercut the legs of any who attack him. Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that time and again. And now, like I say, I don't take pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. It doesn't bring me excitement when I see these people that threw me under the bus. Like this one guy, he was one of the worst. And they just buried his wife here last week. This God's just God's indignation. I mean, just when you get up in life and your children need a mom, and you just buried her, you know. Mm-hmm. And all these people that were instrumental threw me under the bus, and knowing very well I was innocent. And yet they did everything they could to get rid of me. It reminds me of that scripture where it talks over in Matthew somewhere. Here comes the hare. Let's kill him and bring his goods upon us. That's exactly what's going on today. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what went on in that Riverside. How do I call it back there? Let's get rid of this guy. Mm-hmm. And little do they know, God's just this. We say it over and over again, this planet is a laboratory. We're all being tested. God is watching every move everybody makes. He's watching what these preachers preach, you know. And he's going to call it to account one day. Mm-hmm. You want to read that where it says, it came to me this week, how blatant they are. And not knowing the Bible, like it says over in Isaiah, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
You don't realize, like, whatever meat they judge by, measure, like if they falsely accuse you of doing this, that, and other, God's going to require that of them. So that's what people, they have no fear of God. They just spew out their lies, they spew out their hatred and false accusations, and they don't realize that that whole package, God is going to require it of them. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and they don't know that they are judging themselves by it.
Yeah, he kept mm-hmm. on ranting and raving. I said, you know, there's a tremendous penalty for falsely accusing a person. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're walking on the bay, everything else. You're just hanging by a hair thread. I said, I don't know what God's going to do with you, but it doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm. So Mark 12:7.
What does it say?
So it has a parable of the vineyard owner. Mark 12. And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and set a hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine fat, and built a tower, and let it out to a husbandman, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandman a servant, that he might receive from the husbandman of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and they killed him, had him killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet, therefore, one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard unto others. And have ye not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way.
That's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was back then, it is Jesus, but it's going on today.
Every generation.
Yeah, every generation has a stone that they rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And see, wait, he got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. You're doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, bless the Lord the goods, and be pleased with his efforts. Undercut the legs of any who attack him, and of those who hate him, so that they cannot stand, that they rise no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the penalty. That's what I've seen, the judgment seat of Christ, the wrath of God, the vengeance of God poured out on these people. Yeah, that very guy, a year ago, I sent him a text message. I said, you need to consider, that guy who buried his wife, you need to consider what you guys did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Threw me under the bus, not for my sake, I'm doing all right, but for your sake, mm-hmm. because God's going to hold you guys accountable. You need to take it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear from him. He never corresponded whatsoever with me. And here, we looked it up, we got this message that his wife has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
See, God gave him a warning a year ago. You need to get this thing right. You need to take it to the Lord. Don't worry about me. Just take it to the Lord and acknowledge what you did to this guy. Every chance you get, you got to throw him under the bus. Every opportunity he had to make me look like I'm the guilty
mm-hmm.
one. Well, I know very well. I was just going about the Lord's business, you know.
Yeah. Just back then, there were the Herodians, the Zealots, the Galileans, and the Essenes.
Yeah.
You know, different sects of religions. But today, they're just called different.
Yeah.
They're called the Hutterites.
It's the spirit of mm-hmm. Satan. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going after the, to nullify and to kill that thing that's going on in America. They can't touch nothing. They can't, the Supreme Court, nobody has ever done what we're doing here today,
mm-hmm.
like bring everything under the obedience of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. You and I qualify because, like I say, we go back to Ephesians 1. We go back before that when God had that great council, and we walk right through.
Mm-hmm.
We walk right through time, right through that before even there was time when God created those angels. Before there was time, time
mm-hmm.
only began
mm-hmm.
when God created the planets to keep time with. But Jack Jesus, that's God's big watch out there.
It
this
is.
Clock.
Yeah. That's what I always see the feast as. God has a timeline in the feast.
Yeah.
And it's like it says, having your loins girt about truth. See, we have the truth for our day and hour.
Yeah, that's the key.
That is the key of it all. Because, and even having the Godhead, who God is, and who Jesus Christ is, and the role, the offices we don't have the Godhead mixed up. We know who God is, that great eternal spirit. He has some 7 attributal names, and he is the Elohim. He is that self-existing one. And then he's El Shaddai. He's got all these names. He is the Most High God. And he has these names, and we know who he is. He is not a human being. He is not restricted to a human form. Like Jesus can only be at one place at one time. He is not everywhere present and nowhere absent. So we have the Godhead right. And that's what the attack was in the early church. They had the Godhead right. Paul knew who God was. He knew Jesus. And he had a whole concept of the Godhead right. And that was the main attack that the devil... Because if he can distort your vision and your picture of who God is, then you are ineffective. That's why these people, like Mike Lindell, they do not have the package of truth for their day and hour. Yeah. So that means they do not have the proper weaponry. Mm-hmm. That is the weaponry to know the whole truth about your day and hour and who God is and how you can apply this truth. Like you were saying, taking every thought, every wicked deed, every imagination that's out there, that whole concept of the election in the U.S. is an imagination. It's an illusion. It's not real because they stole it. And if you stole it, it is not yours. It is not real. So you take that theft that they took in broad daylight, and take it and bring it under subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then once you do that,
it's automatically. And then it says that if they're disobedient, then that thing will be punished. If Lindsey Graham, if not, comes under the obedience of Christ, he's gone.
He's gone, and he will be gone.
He will be
gone. He is one big phony.
Yeah.
And a lot of those politicians, there is few and far in between politicians that actually want to uphold the rule of law. Other than that, they're in that big scheme of destruction.
They've been sold out. Mm-hmm. And now God's going to say, if you can't bring them under the obedience of Christ, change your mindset.
That's right.
Fight for the country. Mm-hmm. God's going to destroy them. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. You're going to see it. The last 2 weeks, that's what the Lord is directing my attention. Saying, saying you're the only two people that qualify to do this thing. We've been sitting back and watching that. Mm-hmm. And we've been taking kind of butt shot. But in the last 2 weeks, you got to go back and show people who you really are. We've been tested at the waters of Massa Marina. We have the qualification to put incense before the altar, mm-hmm. to treat Jacob his judgments mm-hmm. and his rights.
Yeah, when that whole thing started in January, I saw how close this country was to be taken over by the devil. But God called a halt to it. Mm-hmm. Now, he let that Biden and all that stuff in to expose the whole deeds of the devil. So now you can take all this that God has exposed, this imagination and this wickedness, this delusion, and bring it all under the subject of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It comes under judgment.
You can guarantee if it comes under the thing of Jesus Christ, it's going to go good, you know? Mm-hmm. He's not going to bypass the Word of God. He's going to bring, like he's been showing us from day one. Twice I saw Trump coming back in the White House. Not through the 2024 election. Mm-hmm. He just walked right back in, and everybody was happy. Mm-hmm. But this is happening. like you were saying, the Lord is exposing all these corruption. Mm-hmm. And but behind, like I say, we got to know who's behind it all. It's part of Satan. Mm-hmm. God is allowing it to expose these corrupt mm-hmm. things. What depth they would not go to, transgendering, you know,
yes.
teaching children mm-hmm. about transgender. That's not bringing everything under the obedience of Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine, can you imagine taking children to such perverted events? That's what they did down in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And I don't even believe that all these deeds actually happened down in Sodom. I don't even think Sodom was as bad, because even God, when he was going over the Israelites, what they were doing, he was saying that
Sodom would have seen what you see, they would have repented.
Yeah, but God was saying that even those things, like they were giving themselves out of prostitution and not even getting paid for that prostitution that they were partaking in, right? Mm-hmm. The Israelites. Like he said, every other nations that prostitutes, they want payment for that prostitution. But they were displaying themselves in a worse manner than they were. Like America is a Christian nation, and they were portraying themselves worse off than anything that you can think of that has happened in history, with transgendering and perverting children's minds and going into the school with these transgender, with these drag queens, and perverting the children's mind. And then these pastors are gay themselves.
Yeah.
And then you think to yourself, and they say the Bible is of private interpretation. Like whoever takes the Bible can interpret it the way they want. Now, what blasphemy is that? What blasphemy is that? Like God is, then this is the infallible word of God. It's not going to fail. Not even one dot on an I and a cross on a T will this scripture will not be fulfilled, like Jesus said. And they're going to say they are the Bible, a homosexual lifestyle.
As bad as Putin is, I'm pure. He practically pukes when he looks at the history of America, mm-hmm. What America is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Bad as they are. You don't hear that about Russia or any of these countries. Only America.
Mm-hmm.
And God's judgment is coming. I was just reading on the Fox News or somewhere, bring that civil war on. These so-called wicked people, they have to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they're talking about the civil war. They will be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
As judgment on them.
If people avoid that civil war like they avoid a plague, it's amazing. It's there for our admonition, really. It's for our understanding and actually warning that this will happen because of the degrading of society.
Mm-hmm.
Like those two perils happened. Like if you read the George Washington's vision, it's amazing how it so portrays the civil and the revolution war.
Yeah, accurate. Right to the team.
Uh-huh. And then the third peril with the dark omen coming over America. There is a dark omen over America. It almost looks like sometimes you can't even can get a breath of air with all the news media that's out there, the perversion that's out there. It almost looks like you can't find a safe spot that you can remain pure in.
Yeah, breathe easily.
Mm-hmm. It's
a. But the last 2 weeks I've been saying this.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been doing it, but we qualify. Like we qualify to cast that devil out. We qualify. You qualify to lay hands on the sick. Like I told this guy that we're believers. That the guy we're believers. We mm-hmm. cast out devils. These signs says follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out devils. The guy came through here, cast the devil out of him. And my name, they'll lay hands on the sick. Lorraine laid hands on me, and that cancer couldn't go out fast mm-hmm. enough. And just the Lord proving we're believers. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows about that. When they buried that girl, that woman there with cancer there during the week,
mm-hmm.
they all know that you prayed for me and the cancer went out. Mm-hmm. And they asked about it.
Uh-huh. And there's so many indications that the Lord gave us there, you know. We live in an hour where faith is, it says, faith will be taken and the way of truth hidden. And you can really see that. And how God had to really hammer it home, even with us, when that cancer left. Mm-hmm. Like, people, there are so many people that say, you know, did it really happen?
They didn't have cancer. They didn't have any.
That's right. They will use any excuse in the book to try to shut down. Just like when Jesus woke up Lazarus from the dead, they wanted to kill Lazarus. The Pharisees and those high priests, they wanted to get rid of Lazarus. They want to get rid of the evidence. They want to get rid of the evidence that God worked a miracle through Jesus. He rose Lazarus from the dead, and they just wanted to erase the evidence. That's how they want to do it with this cancer thing. It's amazing, like, how they would, you will tell them, and they'll look at me and say, is that really like that? And you know, because I can't tell a lie if it depends on me, because my face will directly show if I tell a lie.
Yeah.
But I know how God worked it. It's amazing, like, how, like, the recovery rate was, like, the next day we were off to Winnipeg, and that's only a miracle can do that. How God healed you from cancer, and it's not something that's hypothetical or imaginary. It happened. It was real. And how God worked us through, if you're ungrateful, how that ungratefulness brings upon a homosexual lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And you can look at America, at North America, the ungratefulness, what God had done for America in this hour of time with sending a prophet, Brother Jackson, and then they rejected that, and then just gives them over to the lust of their own minds because they did not want to, they didn't receive a love for truth. So God just gives them over to all these lustful things, mm-hmm. because that is the natural man. That's the makeup of the natural man. But if you receive what God has for you in this hour for the truth, then these things will not fit you. They don't even come near your dwelling, because you receive what God has for you. And that's our only protection, is what God has for us. Other than that, we're all going to end up like sodomy.
Well, that's the Bible says. If God were not given us a seed, we would all end up like Sodom and Gomorrah. And this truth, mm-hmm. is what keeps you from sinking down into that sodomite lifestyle.
That's right.
We're all, it's out there like the air we breathe, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you have nothing else, like it says over in Romans, if God would not have given us a seed, mm-hmm. we would all have become like Sodom and mm-hmm. we'd be parted like as unto Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing 24/7. That's why we get up before 6. That's why we do due diligence. That's why we keep ourselves sober, mm-hmm. so we don't fall into that filth. Because it says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust mm-hmm. of the flesh. So if you don't walk in the Spirit, you will eventually cave to that side of my lifestyle, mm-hmm. because it's out there.
That's why God always has something for you in your day and hour. That's why we always say Sam and Lorraine chapter. It's not us, but it's what God is using in this day and hour to mm-hmm. protect you, to have something for you, so you can have a sound mind. Mm-hmm. And that's a blessing from God, having a sound mind. Just think about it. When you think about mental health issues and what's all out there, and you can have a sound mind, that is priceless.
Can you imagine what this kind of thing will do to a person that's athirst? Mm-hmm. And he starts listening, yes. and he goes after, starts with the new year, and he walks right through this whole thing, mm-hmm. and all makes sense. This planet is a laboratory, because the Bible says so. Everything is backed up in the Bible, that this is only borrowed thing to borrow. It's borrowed to us to see if we're going to be faithful with it. Mm-hmm. And everything that we say, it all lines up with Scripture. And if there's somebody out there, like you were saying, if he's not athirst, you can't feed a dog when it's full.
That's right. Yeah, that's the key.
That's the key here. If there's no thirst there, and then even somehow, I believe that guy that comes around, he's thirsty, but he doesn't want to bear the reproach of Christ. He doesn't want to be identified with that. That's why he keeps coming back. He knows we got something. But otherwise, he wouldn't be coming back here.
That's right.
But he keeps coming back, and then, but he got real vicious this time. I don't know, but he'll come back again. He's going to be living to come back.
Sometimes, how people express themselves, you know, sometimes people see themselves as a failure. You know, when you come to a certain age and you look back on your life and you realize, you know what, I've missed out on what God had for me and I'm really a failure. And instead of really, you know, owning up to it and repenting, then what people...
And moving on from here.
Yes, Margaret Thatcher said, if they can't find anything wrong with your policies, they'll attack you. They'll start attacking your character. See, that's what's happening here, is that because people see the failure in their own lives, and instead of owning up and repenting and you know what, and really, you know, acknowledging things, they will attack you and accuse you of all kinds of things. And they do not know that what they're heaping upon themselves a whole new package of judgment, because not only are they going to be judged for the lack of failure in their own life, but they're also going to be judged on what they have accused other people of.
I give them hope. I said, when you get home, get on your knees and cry out to the Lord to ask Him to forgive you and to carry on from here. You're the same old buck. You haven't changed one bit. I think he's 78 years old.
And same with that guy in Brandon. You know, he's so hooked up on that Jesus is God. That Jesus is God, that he cannot see the picture. And he's so hooked up on certain scriptures in the Bible that he cannot see that God is an eternal spirit. He's not restricted to a form. That's why he sent his only begotten son, so that through his only begotten son he can redeem all of creation back to him. That's why he is his only begotten son. Adam was created, Jesus is begotten, and we are born of the same lineage of Adam, the fallen Adam.
Yeah.
But that's why we have to be born again. That's why our spirit has to be born again, because we are of the same lineage. Now, Jesus was the only begotten Son. He had no sin. He was a perfect human being with no sin, no corrupt nature. But that the day of his baptism, God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased to dwell." That God, that eternal spirit, invested, was able to trust and trust all of his attributes into Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus Christ will fulfill all of the Father's will to redeem mankind back to him again. He is not going to do his own thing, Jesus. Jesus is going to do whatever the Father wills. And he subjected himself. He became obedient to.
He did it voluntarily.
He did it, yeah. And that's why
he wasn't the robot.
And then he went. He said, "If I don't go to the Father, I cannot send He cannot send the Holy Spirit." And that Spirit will then lead and guide you into all truth. So that's true, Jesus. That mediatorial work, he was able to bring many sons and daughters to glory. He bring many sons and daughters to God. He didn't bring them to himself. He brought them to God, because he said, "I have everyone that you have given me. Not one of them is lost except the son of perdition. Everyone that you have given me." He's bringing to God. He's not bringing them to him.
Yeah.
He's bringing them to God. And then when that whole redemption process is gonna be completed, you know what Jesus is going to do? He's going to hand it all back to God, at His Heavenly Father. And then God is going to be able to come, become our all in all again. Because sin, death, everything will be conquered. Hell will be put away with. All things will become under subjection. By the end of the millennium, even death will be conquered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like in the millennium, there's still going to be death. But after the millennium, all things will be conquered.
That's a perfect age.
Mm-hmm.
The millennium is not yet the perfect.
No, the eternal age, the age.
And that guy, I don't know which is worse. These two guys that came to visit, or that guy who went to see in Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which is worse.
Well,
and his wife, I saw his wife, and she's got nervous problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Privately, she went to get some nervous pills.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell right away she's got
mm-hmm.
nervous problem with listening to his garbage day in mm-hmm. and day out, mm-hmm. having to put up with him.
See, that's what when you do not have the truth, that's what it does. Your mind affects your mind. That's why a sound mind, truth.
Yeah.
The whole package of truth.
Yeah.
The devil will not be able to come into your mind and attack you. That's why it is so important to have your loins girded about with truth.
And for those, like we've been in this all our lives, mm-hmm. you know, and the Lord started dealing with me when I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in this word, like, up at six, back in the day, I felt guilty when I was up at six reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We put in all this. We paid a hefty price. We've been that butcher thing
mm-hmm.
that it talks about my oxen being butchered. We've done it all. All you mm-hmm. got to do is believe us,
mm-hmm.
listen to us, what we say. And you will have that sound mind. You will go back and you will see how important it is to follow the scripture and to do the New Year thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first thing I did that I saw that New Year for being at the Spring Equinox, the first new moon, and we practiced. It's such a peace, you know. It's such a solemn reverence for the Word of God that I couldn't do it no other way.
It's
normal.
It's so
natural.
Yes, it's so normal and natural. That's what I was going to say. It's like everyday living. Like you get up in the morning, you get dressed, you pray in the day, and you want to give God the glory. You want to acknowledge Him. That's all part of life, and that's the same way with the spring equinox. Once you start doing that with the new year, you will realize how it falls into the rhythm of normalcy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so normal. That it's nothing. It doesn't feel out of sync.
Yeah.
You know when there's a painting and something looks a little off. Somebody painted the handle a little crooked, and your eyes directly go to that handle. It's not quite right. It should be straighter, and it always seems to navigate to that.
It's an eyesore.
Yeah, it's an eyesore basically, and that's. That's the same way with the new year. It's an eyesore.
Yeah.
When you will celebrate New Year, where God said the beginning of months to you, the month of Abbot, then the picture will become perfectly. Everything will be perfectly aligned. Like it says, line upon line and precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Everything has its proper place.
I remember back when we started, it was quite what a relaxing. But now we're used to it. Like now, it's not that way anymore. Now I want something more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get deeper into God
because already.
But for somebody new coming in, you know,
mm-hmm.
it'd be. But for you and I, we already passed that thing. We're
mm-hmm.
way in beyond. And now we're excited about something else. You know, we want to put. Give the land back to to God, America back.
That's right.
We're into something deeper
mm-hmm.
things now. We're taking that satanic hold that Satan has on the country, And we're putting it back into bringing everything into the obedience of Christ. Well, I saw yesterday how important it is to have all these entities under the obedience of Christ. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see something happening. I've never seen it, like I said, in the last 2 weeks. To bring it. Then you and I qualify. We just went over what qualifies us. We were at the waters of Massa. We qualified to put incense before thine altar. We qualified to teach Jacob his rights. Mm-hmm. We qualified to deliver meat and due season. We qualified to bring out that living water. I never knew what this is all about. I never knew why I have to go through what I'm going through. But I'm glad I did. Mm-hmm. I had no other option, you know. Like, I'm driven. I'm doing these things. I'm stepping up for truth, knowing what it'll cost me. I lost everything knowing what it'll cost me. Because I read the scripture. If you're not willing to lose your life, you're not worthy to be mine. He that will gain his life will lose it. He that will lose his life will gain it. See, that's why that word of God has kept us and has brought us to where we are today. And it doesn't matter what these guys come around here trying to intimidate, trying to throw all kinds of filth into our face and accuse us of all kinds of things. It does fit on us. We know who we are. We know what mm-hmm. the Lord brought us from. And because we got that weapon of faith, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what we go by. We see the crystal clear picture. We're like, it's a done deal to us, everything. And the Lord just happened to qualify us to nip that thing in the butt down there and then mm-hmm. bring everything under the obedience of Christ. Now the Supreme Court is going to be brought under the obedience of Christ. These politicians, that are still repairable, they'll be brought under the obedience of Christ. You're going to see things changing around. Because mm-hmm. we just did that. We just backed it up with the Word mm-hmm. of God here. And one thing I missed saying, which are not a qualification, if two of you agree, I will do it for you. See, that's the key. That's the Bible says, if you can get two or three agree, then God is going to do it for us. Mm-hmm. That's somewhere it says in the Bible. In fact, that's how I went up against that Jacob Klein's house. I said the scriptures, and I got these three people at the prayer meeting. I said, we need to clip that guy's wings. He's just like a vampire. He's going to destroy everything in his wake. And we prayed, and the three of us agreed. Just like what the Bible said. If two of you agree, two or three of you agree, then he'll do it for us. Mm-hmm. It's you and I that are in total agreement with this thing here today. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Lord brought us together. If it would just be me, I wouldn't have no power. But when it says, if two of, or three agree, so two is good enough. Somebody wants, if the third one person comes onto it, it'd be just a little bit more power. But God is okay with two, you know. If two of you agree as anything, I will do it for you. Well, we've agreed that American was stolen, mm-hmm. the election was stolen, the country was stolen. And they're taking it down to hell and death if God would not intervene. Mm-hmm. But we just shut it down today.
And neither should China be able to own any land in America. Mm-hmm. That's
all coming to an end.
Uh-huh. That land belongs to the American people, to we the people, and not to no China, and to no European Union or whoever these diabolical agenda is. This land is land that the American people own.
That civil world will be home. Mm-hmm. There will be no China. Mm-hmm. No taste of China. China's mm-hmm. got her hands full. Collected mm-hmm. kings mm-hmm. at ease. Because mm-hmm. you're going to see how the scripture is above everything. How all this end time scripture, and you and I see it as such, will all flow in together. And they were going to go all their efforts will be in to unite mm-hmm. the kings of the East, because it's all biblical.
That's right.
It's God's mm-hmm. agenda. Mm-hmm. God's going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. They've got no other agenda. Mm-hmm. And Europe, then Europe goes up against God, Jesus, when it comes. Mm-hmm. And then they just, that false prophet and that antichrist, they get thrown in the lake of fire. And it's a done deal, you know. Mm-hmm. God didn't just gee whiz and by golly do everything. Mm-hmm. He made a blueprint. And you're going to see through it that blueprint is going to be fixed right to the T.
And then you can that, like, it says in Habakkuk, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it's all aiming for.
See, it doesn't have an agenda or a hope.
That's what it says in Habakkuk 2:14.
Yeah.
Yes, it's one of my favorite scriptures. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's what people are wanting, you know, the knowledge of God, the glory of God, to feel complete in Him. That people have, there is this longing in people. They don't want to serve the devil, you know. What joy is there in serving the devil? There is no joy. The only joy comes, from
they're
the Lord.
They're forced into it. They're intimidated into it. Mm-hmm. They're coerced or deceived into it.
Yeah.
Like these other eyes, they think they're God is serving. They think it's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to show them a better place.
That's
we
right.
Got something better to offer them.
That's right.
They got nothing.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm.
It's something. We got a journey to the marriage supper. Imagine going to the marriage supper, the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And the rapture, out of here, and the biggest, oh man, you can't even imagine the glory it'll be to be able to sit there at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the culminator of the ages, how God, that great eternal Spirit, set this all up before time even began, all during in for the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Time like never before.
Yeah. And people get treated like trash.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a hope.
Mm-hmm.
We have it together.
Mm-hmm.
We started a new year. We get the foundation. We got the footing right. We must be born again. Baptism in Jesus' name. The prophet of the age. The chief apostle. Continues on with that. Who's then that wise and faithful servant, delivering that living water. On and on it goes. Just mm-hmm. charged up for the next chapter, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like the new year doesn't excite us anymore. We had that excitement back in the day when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
About 2-3 years excited about it. Because I knew I was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the excitement wears off once you're used to it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Now we're excited about what God's going to do in America. Now that mm-hmm. we got that the wings clipped, you know. Mm-hmm. Now everything is brought under the obedience of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That Supreme Court is going to have to do what,
mm-hmm.
what Jesus wants
That's
done.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we know what the program is for America. That woman flees to America. Here's another thing. She has to flee. And 3 years from now, America has to be prepared for that woman to flee to.
Mm-hmm.
And that beast system, they're trying to destroy that America, and they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Can't reach her.
Mm-hmm.
So something is going on.
Mm-hmm. See, that's even though these countries those countries in Europe, they have no other choice but to fall in line with that beast system because it's biblical.
Yeah.
And even like they hate the whore. Like the Antichrist, he makes a covenant with those kings, and he gives them power for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
But in it all, they hate the whore.
Yeah.
And in the end, they do away.
Yeah.
They destroy it. And you can see in Europe, these people don't want to have anything to do with that system, but they cannot get out of it.
Yeah, you see the uprising in the Netherlands and now Germany is involved in that protest. They don't want no part of that New World Order stuff.
That's right.
I see they have no option.
Mm-hmm.
They have biblical speaking.
Yeah, just like they didn't have an option back there when Charlemagne and Constantine and like came in and just took up their land, like Charlemagne, and give it over to the Pope. It had one direction to go, and that was into the Dark Ages, that region. And those kings didn't have no power.
Yeah.
The King of France, the King of Germany, the Pope had the control over it.
So simply because it's in the Book of Revelation,
exactly.
where that little horn rises up and takes over.
And that,
without
that,
firing a shot.
That's right. And then it says he will continue for 42 months. So he will have that same power that he had in those dark ages for 3.5 years in the last part of the week of Daniel. And then the end of it all, Europe is going to rise up and destroy that, that Babylonian. And then
the Catholic Church.
And the Catholic Church. And then what's going to happen is, this is that beast system and that false prophet is going to be directly thrown into the lake of fire, and that will be the end of that beast system there.
They're not even going to hell.
Direct
to the lake of fire.
They are directly going, because God has, there's no more use for that. Like the devil, Satan, he's going to be bound down in hell for 1,000 years, for the millennium, because God still has a purpose for him after the millennium reign, that these people that were born in the millennium still have to make a decision. They have to make a choice. And then he is let loose to do his diabolical stuff for a short season. And then people make up their, actually, they seal their own judgment with what decisions they're going to make. And those people will then be destroyed.
Lake of fire too.
And then these who have been found faithful will go into the eternal age.
So it's a beautiful, like I say, that reads it quick here. That's the breastplate of truth and things like that. But we got a proof to the world. Hey, go back. When God had that counsel, walk you right through, and we're hanging on to the truth. The prophet. For our day, the message for our day is right here, and we believe it. And really, nobody's going to intimidate us and direct us otherwise. And we qualify. We qualify. God qualified us. He found us worthy. We didn't see ourselves qualified, but apparently, during the week, he allowed me to see this, and then we just go for it. We got nothing else to speak on. Now's the time to bring everything under the obedience of Jesus Christ. Can you see the glory? I can already see the glory.
Me too. Saw
it yesterday. What's going to happen? It'd be brought under the obedience of Jesus Christ. He allowed it up till now to expose all this corruption.
Yes. Now you can see who these people really are. They can no longer hide. Like when Trump was in the office, like Lindsey Graham could put on this shiny face, and Mitch McConnell could put on this shiny face, and people would think they are okay people. Even myself, we thought that maybe that Lindsey Graham is something.
Really stepping up to the plate.
But it's all just a show. And now these people are exposed. And there's no more that you can look at these people and say, you know what, these people, maybe there's something good in them. You know what? They are out for the destruction of America. And they're in that sex trafficking ring, sex trafficking children, and all these diabolical things. They're in it, in on it too. And it almost looks like a lot of politicians, actually, it's a blackmail process. They will kind of manipulate these politicians into a position that they will be able to manipulate them further down the road. And if not, they're going to expose them. So they're all just puppets in the...
Satan, he really done his homework.
He did.
And lured them into this blackmail thing.
That's
now
right.
You're going to work for me. Like, just like... Like he does everything. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. Like you try to get in here through that Jeremy and then through that other guy. And but we're on them. We're sober. We're vigilant. Especially you. You were like, you were on top of it. He wasn't going to come in here and steal. But if we'd have been asleep, he could have. Like he did down at them Relaford's. Came in broad daylight and took over. Through that Davis guy. And here you were on top of it. Couldn't come in. Used every trick in the book. See, behind it is the spirit of Satan.
It is,
That he can use these people because there's something in their life that the devil can use. And with these emails you get, these people are sold out. They do the devil's bidding.
That's
little
right.
Do they know, Oh, yeah, we'll read them, we'll list them. Yeah, it's the devil. What's, he freaked out when we put it on there to millions and millions of people. I might have had a wording wrong. I said, millions of people, and all of a sudden it comes and I've accessed it. And I guess she must have heard millions of people are listening in on it. Maybe I did see it. Mm-hmm. But see, what the devil capitalized on, he doesn't want millions of people to find out about this here truth. Mm-hmm. And he freaked out on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said something else about Jesus, there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus Christ. Like trying to downplay the Samuel Lorraine chapter, freaked out on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We never say we're mediators.
Yeah,
eh?
Exactly.
It's just channel that God has found faithful to use to drill, to deliver that meat in due season.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with mediating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
See how the devil twists everything?
Absolutely.
Should have seen then. I wish you'd have been out there when these two freaks came here. How they twisted everything I said.
I've been out there once and I just can't seem to...
You've got a filthy mind.
Yes, a very filthy mind. And my mind just... It's just like... I can't even go to that low, you know, in thinking these things. So it's like... It's a little hard to be in a presence of such filth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unregenerated man.
Mm-hmm.
78 years old, still the same old guy. No, I grew up with him.
It's so sad.
I was the same package with him, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad.
When I was 23, the Lord got a hold of me and he saved me and he changed my, forgave me of my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not what I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's, everybody has to go that. Everybody has to go to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's right.
Have you been to Jesus?
Uh-huh. And then we went to pick strawberries, and this guy was talking about, this young guy, about how he's going to school and he's taking this program and he's taking that program and he's taking psychology or whatever, and he takes this course. And in order to get the sports degree that he wants, he has to take all these courses. And I thought to myself, wow, what the devil has not wrapped up in. You know, that's how this one world thinking comes in, where these kids are brainwashed into thinking a certain way. It's in these institutions of learning. That's why... Some people you can't come in edgewise. It's because their mind has been filled with education, with things that are irrelevant.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit can't flow, and you cannot be a workmanship.
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him yapping away. And I thought, what a waste.
Yes,
what a waste of a life, young life.
It is just a waste of young.
And you only got 3 years left till all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm. See how when you look at just that little conversation that we overheard, you can see how these institutions of learning, how the devil has used them to create people that think a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and it's all to take out God,
yeah.
and so God cannot move. But you know, the devil cannot handcuff God.
Yeah.
You know what God's going to do? He's going to sanctify his great, mighty name there at that Ezekiel war.
In the eyes of the heat.
In the eyes of the heat. And his name will be known.
Yeah.
Just imagine that God, all these false gods, these religions, they're going to be... What? How does it say? He's going to...
Famish them.
He's going to famish them. And then God is going to sanctify his name, and people will recognize him as God.
We see how the Bible is worded. It doesn't say he'll famish the religion.
Mm-hmm.
He said he'll famish the gods. And you and I, we know what these gods are. These are the mm-hmm. religion. So they go down there, Lord Mary, happy as a lark, because he doesn't see the danger. It's
mm-hmm.
up the road here. God's going to famish that religion.
Mm-hmm.
To see it as a god. Well, mm-hmm. it's not a god. Yeah? It's your religion has become your god.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's managing it.
Absolutely.
And
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful picture we see.
Mm-hmm.
We're right on. And all you got to do is come and enjoy yourself. Partake mm-hmm. of the waters of life freely. Mm-hmm. And there's a thirst for them to come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like debates, you know. We had met these three people this week. Mm-hmm. That first one, oh, what a disaster. The second one, I run into him, he's the preacher. What a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And John Turner. And everything we said, we agree, we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. And the next day, we run into these two jokers. And
the best way is really to describe in the unregenerated man.
Yeah, that's all that came up.
The unregenerated man.
The same old
bag.
Piece of garbage.
And like you said.
Same old pook.
Yeah.
He took the pistol, but it's like a pook.
Like that song says, when you receive Jesus, he can see you, God can see you through the blood of the Lamb. But if you're not, he sees you as the unregenerated. He sees the sin.
See,
that's the difference.
He wants what I got, but he doesn't want to bear that reproach. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. We love, but he does not want that reproach of Christ.
He needs
that's
it.
The key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't force it on him. We don't want it. Well, the reproach of Christ, that's the most beautiful thing. Because it keeps all the scruff out.
It does, yeah.
I consider it a privilege to be persecuted for the reproach of Christ. I wouldn't have it no other way. God's got a good program. I'm all in on it. I'm in on it. I'm all for it. I like it. New Year, Passover, the feasts. All this laboratory thing. Oh, what a! If somebody's athirst, what a masterpiece of wealth they could absorb themselves with day in and day out. Just listening to these conversations we're having. Even I've heard it 10 times. I go back and listen to it before I fall asleep. And oh man, did I say that? It's living, you know. Mm-hmm. It's even. After they list it 3, 4 times, 10 times, it's still living, you know? Mm-hmm. It's still alive. Mm-hmm. Even though I say it, but I can't listen to myself, but I don't hear myself, I hear what the Lord is saying. They take everything out of context. And you can send these emails if you want. We're just listening to what the devil has to say. Mm-hmm. How he freaks out. Mm-hmm. He freaks out at the fact he don't want millions of people to listen to it. But I guarantee you at the end of the day, the tables will be full. That's all that matters.
Right.
I don't know how many people, how many tables are there. But I know one thing, they'll be full. And they'll get it through this here's Samuel 9 chapter. Whether you like it or not, you can try to keep the lid on and freak out. When you say millions of people, I don't know why I've said it. Millions of people are listening all over the world, in all 7 continents. Well, they will eventually, but depending on how many people are at that marriage supper. There are millions of there, then millions will hear it. That's the only thing they'll bring into that. It says here, living water. Come and drink out of the water of life. If you don't drink it, if you don't partake of it, you can't be at that marriage supper. Because you'll be naked, you know. This is what's going to dress you with that. It's eye salve that talks about in Revelation there. Mm-hmm. Buy of me gold, try it in the fire, that your nakedness does not appear.
That's right.
This is what's going to dress you. Mm-hmm. At least you'll have a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know what's coming. You know the hour you're living in.
Mm-hmm. You'll be prepared.
Yeah, it's all for you. It's not for us. We're already there. We've already done our deal. We're just doing it for you. We don't want it, fine. Just don't come and intimidate us, try to freak us out. We're not going to be intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
We're too far up the road.
Nothing
can shake us now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glorious picture. Like I said, this week I saw the importance of bringing everything under the obedience of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just had a conversation around your word with something I've never attempted to do it, Lord. He said, if two of you agree, you'll do it for us, Lord. We've agreed, Lord, that we qualify. We got all the qualifications. We've got this truth. We've got the righteousness in Jesus Christ. We've been to the waters of Massa Mariba. We qualify to bring incense before an altar and to cheat Jacob his judgment and his rights you've called, we've gone through that life. We're not just claiming it and stealing it. We've actually gone through this whole process, Lord, and going back over our lives. There came a time in our lives, Lord, when we had to make a decision. Are you going to stand by your dad? Are you going to do what the Word says? Are you going to stand by your brother? Are you going to do what the Word says? Are you going to stand by your children? Are you going to do what the Word says? We're still with that Word because we've been tried at the waters of Massa Mariba. And now we qualify. And Lord, now we got all these enemies coming after us and intimidation. But Lord, we also have instructions to believe that you will smite through the lines of them that hate us and then trying to intimidate us, trying to destroy us, Lord. We leave all that to your care and keeping. And just pray, Lord, for the day when you will go ahead and bring everything under the obedience of Jesus Christ. And it's already a done deal because we're standing by that Word. And it's the only thing we can go by is by the Word of God. And we bring everything under the obedience of Jesus Christ via the Word. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what else he can say. I mean, there's lots he can say, but
just imagine waking up in the morning and all these negative forces are not there. You wake up in the morning and your spirit soars and it just wants to give glory to God and just wants to live for Him. You know, just imagine a place like that.
Yeah.
That is when all these imagination are brought under the Lord Jesus Christ. Or these things out there cannot hinder the plan of God.
I think of the devil is just imagination.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's not real.
The devil is real. Then he puts it into the hearts of people, and to them, it's just an imagination.
Mm-hmm. It's even like if you look at Biden, he's an imposter. They stole that election and put this. This dementiated person into the office so they can dictate what they want done. The same way when Brother Jackson left the scene, nobody had been tested yet.
Yeah, it's all one big happy family.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know what's going on.
No. Mm-hmm. Now Ellen, like, he is claiming a position that he has not been tested for.
Yeah.
And the same with Biden. He is occupying an office that he did not rightfully win. That office in the White House belongs to President Trump and nobody else.
Yeah.
And he rightfully won it, and it's rightfully his place.
He's going to go back into it again.
Mm-hmm.
As of to this morning, the wheels are in motion. Mm-hmm. You're going to see it.
Mm-hmm. Stealing something doesn't mean it's yours. It's not yours. It's whoever passes the test.
Yeah.
Like it says, those Levites passed the test.
Yeah.
To be able to hold that position.
The waters of Massa and Mariba. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they went through, but apparently they were at the test and they found faithful. The waters of Massa.
Massa Mariba. That's when Levite went to kill.
Yeah.
He didn't look at nothing, nobody.
See, you were tested with your family.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't reach for, like Maurice, you reached for a different, with Alan, she was okay. Oh, she was a firebrand.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Lyle, which was even worse than what Alan thought. Oh, mum. See, she didn't pass that test, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, she wouldn't qualify to do this. And I got no problem with it. God is in it, not me. We didn't just show up and claim these rights by hook or by crook or by stealing it from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We went through those channels.
That's right.
And we did it gladly.
Mm-hmm.
I was a happy camper back in the day. But I couldn't stop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to keep on going. I know one thing, I couldn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I did know.